My mom is probably jumping up and down in heaven saying, "Why in the world are you wearing a t-shirt to church?" Because she was of the generation where you dressed up to go to church. I'm doing it today because we're going to celebrate in baptism at the end of our worship time. And I'm excited about that and the blessings that we have. Well, I want to return to our series on faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible." That is a key word there in that verse, because it talks about the impossibility of pleasing Him. For, it goes on to say, "For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." So, today, as we look at the life of Rahab, kind of an unexpected faith journey that we go through in looking at her life. I want to read for you a section here in Joshua chapter 2. It says, "Then Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim." It's biblical. "Saying, 'Go view the land, especially Jericho.' So they went and came into the house of a harlot." Doesn't that seem strange to you? Here's two guys that showed up, and they go into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab, and they stayed there. They lodged there. "It was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land.' And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, 'Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out the land.' But the woman, Rahab, had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, 'Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. It came about, when it was time to shut the gate at dark, that the men went out. I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them.' And she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, 'I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have the hearts have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard it, our hearts melted and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, He is a God in heaven and above and on earth beneath. So, when we look at this story, it's an interesting one, but it's also an unexpected one, because the faith that is exercised here by Rahab, she was not an Israelite. She was not a, she's going to communicate her belief in God. But when we look at her, she was really an unexpected person to have faith, like the people Jesus came across. You remember that there were times when Jesus said, I have not found faith like this among the Israelites. And he said that to those who were pagan, if you want to use that term. They were not really followers of the Lord. And so as Rahab comes to this moment, Rahab, first of all, the first thing that she did was she communicated her faith. She communicated her faith. Look at what it says in verse 9. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Now, that word know that she uses there in the Hebrew is a perfect tense verb, which means she was speaking of something that was completed. It was completed action. It was something that had already happened. And she says, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Well, the only thing that these guys were doing was sneaking around to get a picture of what was going on. But she says, I know that there's a day coming when God, the Lord, is going to give you the land. And so she communicated it there in verse 9 and verse 11. She said, that their hearts were melted when they heard about what God was doing, and when God was working, their hearts melted. She talked about the fact in verse 11, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, in verse 12, please swear to me by the Lord. Rahab demonstrated her knowledge about God, demonstrated her faith in who God is and what God has done already in the lives of the children of Israel. She talks about the fact that when they were in Egypt and how God had parted the Red Sea for them, in the midst of their exodus from Egypt. So she wasn't a person who was just kind of discovering faith. She was a person who communicated her faith, and she communicated it very well. She declared what she knew about God. That's something that's very important. You know, when we have the opportunity to speak what God has done in our life, we ought to tell people specifically, this is what God has done in my life. Don't be ashamed of that. Be proud. Be excited about what God has accomplished and what He has done. When you look at Rahab and see the faith that later we find out she had in Hebrews chapter 11, it says there that by faith she did what she did. She was favorable and gave favor to the spies because she was a person of faith. Is your faith in God something you are certain of? Or is it something that you say, well, I don't know, I hope God's going to come through for me? You know, like sometimes when you're talking with somebody about heaven, you ask them that question and they say, well, I hope I am. Let me tell you something. We can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are going to go to heaven. Why? Because we have received the gift that God has given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He has shed His blood on our behalf so that we can declare with confidence, I have written to you these things, John said, that you may know that you have eternal life. Not that you might question it or doubt it, but that you may know that you have eternal life. So the first part of Rahab's faith was that she communicated it. She communicated it to the ones that had come to spy out the land. The second thing that Rahab did as part of this faith journey in her life is Rahab demonstrated her faith. She demonstrated her faith. When they were talking here and in verse 17, the men said to her, we shall be free from this oath to you, which you have made us swear, unless we come into the land. You tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down, and gather to yourself into the house your father, your mother, your brothers, all your father's household. It shall come about that anyone who goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be free. But anyone who is with you in this house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be free from this oath which you have made us swear. She said, according to your word, so be it. So she sent them away, and they departed. And catch this part. She tied the scarlet cord in the window. That was her step of faith. It was her step of confidence that God is going to work in this situation if I do what these people have told me to do. And she did it. She tied that scarlet thread in the window. Much like the children of Israel when they were told by Moses, you take the blood of your sacrifice and you place it on the doorposts so that when the angel of death comes, it will pass by your house. You and I have been given an even greater gift than the shedding of blood, the blood of bulls and goats. We have been given the gift of the shed blood of Jesus to cover us, so that one day when we experience all God has planned for us and God's purpose, He is going to receive us into heaven based upon the blood of Jesus, not based upon what we have done. How much greater that was. But what a great picture these three things are. That you have the blood that was shed on the doorpost. You have the scarlet thread that she tied in there for what? For the salvation of her and everybody in her household who would be in that place. It was through that scarlet thread that she experienced salvation, deliverance from what was going to happen. So much like the priests had to step in the water, and just a few chapters later, when they stepped in the Jordan, they experienced what? The stopping of the water flow in the Jordan so that they could go across safely without any problem. But what did they have to do first? They had to step in the water. That was their demonstration of faith, much like Rahab has demonstrated her faith by her activity, a simple activity. Something that some of us might look at and say, man, I don't know about that. That sounds too simple. Faith makes us believe in the simplicity of God's plan of salvation. We believe that His plan is alive and at work in us because of faith. So it shall come about when you put your souls in the water. Is there something you need to not put your feet in the bathtub, but is there something you need to do today to demonstrate your faith in God? Is there something you need to, that's an action similar to putting their souls in the feet of the water? Is there something in your life that you need to do that will demonstrate your faith? God knows our faith. What's the demonstration for? It's not for God, He already knows our hearts. It's for us. It's an activity that we participate in that says, I'm a part of this. Have you ever talked to a person who says, you know, I did not want to follow God, but He brought me to the end of my rope. He brought me to a place where I could no longer depend on myself. I had to depend on what He was saying and what He was doing. What are you doing to demonstrate that faith? Sometimes it is moving forward. Sometimes it is to wait and then ask God for the next step. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. And He, what does it say? He will make your path straight. He will take all the chaos, he will take all the crookedness that has happened, and he will give you a straight path exactly where he wants for you to go. So the last thing that Rahab did is Rahab experienced the results of her faith. Rahab experienced the results of her faith. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 6. Verse 25 says, "However, Rahab the harlot and her father's household and all she had, Joshua spared." Joshua spared. Look at that just simple phrase. Goes on to say, "And she lived in the midst of Israel to this day, for she hid the messengers when Joshua sent the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho." She hid them as an act of faith and confidence. And she says there, she lived with them until now at the writing of this word. But what do we know? What do we know is going to be the reward of our demonstration of faith? We're going to get to live with Jesus forever. Not for just a portion of time. Not just for a lifetime and then we do something else. Forever. He said to his disciples, he said to them, "If I go, I will prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also." And for us today, we experience the blessing of knowing that we have a forever home that God is preparing for us. So we don't fear. We might be anxious about what's going to happen or what it's going to be like, but if you put your trust in God, he's going to take care of that. And that's so much of what this series is about, is learning how to trust God in the midst of our challenges, in the midst of our daily life, in the midst of our struggles at work, our struggles at home, our struggle in a relationship, our struggle financially, our struggle with our health. We learn to trust God because God has a plan. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes we feel like, well, God, have you forgotten where I am? No. He is always watching over us. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, his promise to us is to watch over us and to do good on our behalf. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that, but if you give God time to work, he's got the best plan. And he is going to accomplish that as we put our faith and our trust in him. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, this is what it says. "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. Verse 31 says this. "By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace." She experienced the results of exercising, demonstrating her faith. She experienced the blessing of being delivered from what she was facing. Another thing I would just want to say to you guys, God can use anybody. If he can use a harlot, he can use you. And if you are willing to trust him, he will show you fresh new ways of how he is going to use you and how he's going to lead you in this life. He's going to help you experience the best that he has planned for you, for your family. That's another thing that was exemplified here. What did Rahab do? She asked that her parents would be spared. She asked that her extended household would be spared. And what did they do? They said, okay, if you bring them all here, they will be spared. You and I cannot exercise faith for our children, but we can demonstrate faith to our children. We can show them what it's like to trust God, to depend upon Him. And folks, when things are difficult and hard, don't quit. Because what do you say to those who are watching you? That your faith was not genuine, that your faith was not steady, that your faith was not enduring? Or does it say that you really do believe that God does not have the best for you? Rahab demonstrated that by the way she lived her life and by the way she responded when she was in a difficult set of circumstances. Are we doing the same as we face life's challenges? Let's pray together.